Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
That's right. Do it no matter what the people say.
No matter.
They don't even know.
The Atlanta Rhythm Section bringing us back. That's ARS, 7 till the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you for being part of my day. Ed Abel is our guest. Ed is the founder of Abel Business Institute. Ed, give us the website, please.
Sure. Actually, I'm going to have you check out our social community over at Skillpreneur. SkillPreneur.com.
All right. Skillpreneur. So check that out. And what will they find when they get there?
Well, it's a whole social community set up of business owners doing different discussions, forums. There's utilities there for business owners, both free and obviously paid services. There's groups that we have going on, and just a whole lot of good community stuff that everyone's now looking for, but this is a community of small business owners.
All right, so check it out.
Yep.
Ed, we've been talking about marketing and sales, but mostly marketing. How do we then, now that we've done our marketing, we've made first contact, you have actually have a close encounter with a customer. Now let's kick in the sales process.
So here's the deal with sales. As I like to always talk about, is sales is about building and creating a long-lasting relationship. And one of the things that we are so impatient with is creating these relationships. We want the sale and we want it when we want it. And so, again, we're not doing the things that we need to do that over a period of time will create trust. Now, again, and we're talking about different types of businesses, so this trust factor happens in some businesses very quickly. Can you trust the hot dog cart on the street corner when you're making a decision to buy?
Mm-hmm.
Again, that's branding, and that's how the person looks. And these are all the things that come into play that I think we take for granted, but you have to really start looking at that. In the sales process, there's also how are you showing up? What do you look like? What's your communications like? What's your follow-up like? You ever take a look at your emails? This to me is almost the most amazing thing, how curt and short and almost cryptic email communications are now.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're looking for a customer and you're engaging that person, you have to treat them at a level of them seeing you to create
right.
that trust in
right.
you.
Well, you're talking about including humanity in your communication. Right?
You have such a great way of putting it. Yes. An email is not a text.
Yeah.
And let's just go to text for a minute. This is another thing that I think is getting a little out of hand. Business isn't texting. When, you know, you want to learn how to do business or get into a relationship, texting isn't the way to do it.
Yeah, and texting is not selling either.
No, texting is...
And neither,
you know,
and I'll tell you something else, Ed. Neither is emailing.
Good point.
Face-to-face is still the original social media.
Or at least a phone call, which
well,
we're all
that, there you go.
Away.
A phone call, a voice phone call is tantamount to face-to-face. It qualifies as face-to-face. But,
yes.
But I mean, you still need to be, you know, if in small business, this is what we do, folks. This is how we differentiate ourselves. This is, you're not going to build trust with a text or an email. Now you can extend trust, you can strengthen trust with those, but you're not going to establish and build trust with technology.
But here's the challenge: you have this generation coming up that they're in their minds this texting and this way of communicating.
But that doesn't mean they're right. Yeah, that doesn't mean they're right.
I know. And they're dealing in different generations, and what's starting to happen is
right.
there's this break-off that's going on,
yeah.
And it's why your business might not be thriving, but it might just be surviving.
That's a good point. Now, folks, there's the selling skills, the selling techniques, the selling strategies that people need to employ today are no different. They're classic. They're no different than they were 50 years ago. But there is a difference in how you get in front of people. And that's a technology conversation that we need to have another time, Ed. There is a difference in how you get in front of people today. How do you actually make contact with them? But once you do get to know them, once you do meet them, the rest of it is pretty much as it's always been. Hey, Ed, give us that website one more time.
Sure. Check us out at Skillpreneur, SkillPreneur.com.
Check it out, Skillpreneur.com. Hey, Ed, thanks for being here. Good job.
My pleasure.
We'll see you next time. Ed Abel, ladies and gentlemen, A-B-E-L. Is how you spell his last name. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, reminding you that a ship in the harbor is safe, but that's not what ships were made for. I'll be back after these messages.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.